With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I bring this up at the end of the week just to point this out once again. We've been doing the show now for 21 years. And somehow, wow. Look, it's actually luck to a certain extent the way ratings work. But we've been in a bit of a hot streak and actually highest ratings ever.
Yes.
And the highest rated month that we've ever had on the show was the AWOD free month.
Unfortunately.
He's so annoying to some of us and to the listeners
that
we banned him from the show to just be behind the scenes. He's one of these guys that loves being in front of the camera and thinks it's all about him. So we actually banned him for a month, and we just got the data, and it was the highest ratings ever, and yet we brought him back this week.
Well, part of it is his stupidity is such a gift. We feel like we need to share it with people.
I think you should also let him know that the fans voted, right? The fans of the Junkies.
Yes, there was a Twitter poll.
They voted, and what did they... What were they?
51% wanted me back on the show.
51.
51. Hey, that's a win, baby.
Boy,
see,
that
this is how dumb he is. Like, if I was in his spot, I would have said, and the listeners wanted me.
Yeah.
And then if he asked the follow up, you can give him the specific. But
the
you
majority
just said 51%.
And that's pretty funny.
But will you now?
You could
admit,
be president.
I asked you this the other day because I enjoy a good AWOD bit from time to time. But why is it that people enjoy your segment?
Because I set myself up a lot of times to sound dumb. but not always. Like,
but it's not intentional.
But what about when
it's
we...
It's because they like to make fun of you.
I mean, yeah.
Because your ignorance...
Well, it started I can take
somewhere. People feel good.
It's just an act? Is that what you're saying?
No,
because I have
not
a bunch
act,
of questions
just,
in my head here.
Just so you know...
In my head, on this paper here.
Just so
find
you know,
out.
He thought Penn State was in Philadelphia, for example.
I got it right after a third guess.
And when asked where the Michigan football team plays, he spelled it Ann Arbor, A-N, Arbor.
A-N
like
Arbor.
An Arbor. Like
an Arbor.
An Arbor, yes.
Like a tree.
Exactly.
Yeah, but a nearly as dumb move was when Drab T-Shirt brought the questions in to Ben, and he said, be sure to give him a minute to process these. And within 3 seconds, Ben looked at them and said, I'm good. I've got this. Don't worry.
Because I wrote a bunch of stupid questions. He might be like, I'm not reading this.
No, he's
fine. That's okay.
He's a professional.
Dude, these are a cakewalk. Yeah. Cash cab questions are a paragraph each.
I was watching.
And I don't get
cab.
To read them. I got to memorize
That's why
them.
This is cash flab.
He wouldn't make it three blocks in the cash
no,
cab.
No, I was watching last night, and I think I made $50 and then got kicked out.
$50 and out you went. Those were our favorite games. Like, we called them three and outs. We'd be like, maybe this guy will be a three and out. We get to go to lunch early. We'd pick a guy up. Everybody's rooting for him to get kicked out.
That should be Adam's new nickname.
Three and out.
All right, I'll add $2 to the kitty. I'm just uber confident that he's not gonna even get the softball.
So we have $12. Wait,
it's a total of $12.
$12, man. That's a lot.
That's all. That's the whole.
So we're gonna start. All right, I'll empty it. Look. The chances of him nailing. I've got
yeah,
three
come
other
on.
Ones.
We're
so now we're up to $15.
More money.
So does that mean a lot to you, AWOD?
I mean, we're officially offering up more than I make per hour. So
$15.
I mean, I'm
is
loving
that
it.
Life-changing amount of money for you?
I mean, it means I, you know, don't have to work extra hard.
Let me see what I have in my pocket.
Well, you never do.
Oh, he's got a little bit of a role here, Ben Bailey.
There's a lot of singles in here.
That's okay.
Let's but it's see, cash flab is the deal that he will, if he misses a question, he has to take off. This is like
no.
The
when
worst.
We start the game,
now he's just doing it shirtless.
If he misses three questions, he's
shirtless.
Out.
Shirtless.
Yeah.
I'm not doing me or
not
him.
You.
Not you.
Yeah.
It's radio. What does it matter if someone's shirtless?
We're on TV
too. We're on CSN Mid-Atlantic as we speak.
Oh, well, maybe I will take my shirt off.
I'm going to
throw. Thought. I'll throw in five and make it 20.
All right, $20 on the line.
But if you do win, I'm gonna take this back.
Cash flab,
as you should.
Oh, nice! Oh,
oh!
Woo! Woo!
Why? He's channeling his inner Rom for whatever reason.
He's getting excited. See, this is he's time fired up.
The first and only edition of Cash Flab.
Money on the line.
Please put your shirt back on.
You gotta get a. You got a stopwatch. 2 minutes.
Oh, we got 2 minutes. Yeah. And how? Now how? Okay, he just has to get through it without missing three.
Yes, it can do the stopwatch.
Okay, cool. I love that music. What was
that? Old match game.
All right, I will start the clock.
Is that the same music? That sounds. Is that different?
It's a different music bed.
Yeah, it sounded like a cantina. There we go. Yeah. I'm like sombreros and those long trumpets is what I'm picturing now.
By the way, how does he win his money? How will he lose the money?
If he gets three wrong, he loses. That's it, right?
Right.
So it's kind of like cash cab.
Yeah.
But
and how much do I get for each question?
Nothing. You have to make it through the 2 minutes without missing three, and then you get all the money.
Getting the money back.
Right? Yeah.
So getting it back.
Okay.
All right, we will start.
And by the way, if you're winning with like 10 seconds left, I'm just going to hit you with some really hard ones that aren't on this list.
We love it.
Okay.
Just to be fair.
I think this
just to
be
totally unfair.
Just so you know.
What's that?
This may be a three and out situation.
Okay. You guys know him. I don't. All right, here we go. Judges and timers ready?
Yep.
Nice.
Whoa, don't start the clock, JP.
How nice to have a producer. I'm used to my podcast. It's just me. Somebody's playing sound effects. This is fantastic. All right. This Far East city is the most populated city in the world.
New York City.
I knew he wasn't going to go with the Far East city. I knew that.
You mean like Middle East? What?
No, the question was Far East. But you guys... your time
ben,
is
I tried
going.
To tell you,
come
man.
On!
It's just...
I thought he was going to get multiple choice, by the way.
Strike one.
To help him along.
All right.
Okay, a decagon has how many sides?
10.
Wow, that's one. He got one.
Hey, what,
veal comes from what animal?
Lamb. Steak? No, I mean... Wait,
yeah, it comes from a steak. Veal comes from a steak.
Wait, is it from a bison?
The Vietnam War was fought
veal
in...
Veal Parmesan's silly, though.
I love the sound effects, man. Thank you. The Vietnam War was fought in this Asian country.
Vietnam.
Oh, thank God.
Can I hear
I was,
the ding?
I was going to walk out if you missed
well,
that one.
He was proud.
Which chess piece can only move diagonally?
That is the bishop.
The Jason Bishop.
I am all right, a grandmaster at one. Chess. You ain't going to stump
the
me
The Statue
there.
Of Liberty was a gift from what country?
France.
Yes. This Italian city is one of the fashion capitals of the world.
It is a city in Italy?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. It's not Juventus. It's not Inter.
It's not what?
Hold on.
He's naming Socrates.
Milan.
Yes, Milan is right. How many valves does a trumpet have?
How many what? Valves?
Valves does a trumpet have.
Well, are you saying vowel or
valves? Valves.
All right.
What's a vowel? How many vowels? Either one.
Seven.
No. I think that's it. I think that's the money right there.
Did he win?
No.
Wait, did I just need that last question?
Yes.
I would have won.
I think so.
Right,
yeah,
only.
I think time.
That's such a dagger.
Check the timer.
Have you ever seen a trumpet that has three?
Seven valves.
Seven.
Let's take our money back.
I think I was thinking of a recorder. Not cross buns.
I think Cash Flab.
That was highly entertaining.
Departs.
That was very entertaining.
What do you think of his Far East city?
By the way, when we
I was literally speechless when he said New York.
Am I being set up here?
When
we wrote that question, I told Drab, I said, he's going to say New York because he's going to think East Coast.
Can I get the answer?
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
I'm going to guess it's Tokyo.
Boston.
is it Dubai?
No, it's Tokyo, yeah. No,
Dubai would be in the Middle East. Far East.
What vegetable makes a pickle?
Oh, this is a great question.
Oh, you know what? Is it a cucumber?
Yes, it is.
They throw all the vinegar
what's
on it.
What's funny about...
I guess I want to keep doing
what's
these.
What's funny about it? Please keep throwing peppering him. Can you just give me your impression of him? Is that he actually gets a sense of pride of knowing the most basic of basics, which is... To me, the most flabbergasting part of it.
Because he knows he's stupid.
I think that's nice, though. You know, that he can be happy with so little.
Please, right. Please give us another. I need another one on the way
right,
out.
Okay,
here.
Name at least three of the Beatles.
No way.
No. John.
John what?
John Lennon?
Okay, yes.
There you go.
The dude with glasses?
That would be John Lennon.
Yeah, same guy.
I don't know any more of the Beatles.
You only know one of them?
We said Paul or Ringo. Could Paul. You give us the last name? Paul
Ringo what? Starr.
Yes.
Ringo
Paul, Starr,
Paul nice. McCartney.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at that.
See, I just need a little help from the junks.
I need a lot of help.
George.
George
Bush.
George Harris. George Harris.
It's not in there. George Harrison.
Thanks for being on, George.
Yeah.
This QB won NFL MVP last year.
Cam Newton. Tom Brady.
It's Matt Ryan. You want to go to sports show.
It's a sports show.
All right, A-Wad. Thank you very much, Cash Flash.
Cash Flash, monster hit.
Oh, that was fun,
he's
man.
He's going to be at the Arlington Draft House tonight and Saturday. You can get tickets at arlingtondrafthouse.com.
Please come out, everybody. We're going to have a great time. I love this gig, man.
Ben, thanks
such a
for
cool
coming
place.
In. We
thank you guys
you
for having
in,
me.
Man.
It was a blast.
Thank
you guys
so much.
Come, too.
We will have to come out and see you.
Always works. Cakes, you have a good birthday tomorrow.
Thank you.
The big 4-7 for Cakes. You can send him tweets.
Happy birthday, Cakes.
Thank you, Ben.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.